But guys, the main reason we came out here is we wanted to expose you guys to a great place to come play that's close to your home. Great car camping. There's great, I guess you can call it backcountry camping. It's a walk-in site.
That's Jeff Belk, a teacher at Rogers High School. He's speaking to a group of 40 students at the head of Yellow Rock Trail in Devil's Den State Park. Jeff is the founder of an outdoor education program. This outing, on a perfect fall morning, is the first of many that will get the students out of the classroom and into the great outdoors. This unique course got its start while Jeff was getting his master's at the University of Arkansas back in 1998.
I had to do my master's thesis, and I thought it would be interesting to do some research on outdoor education in public schools and what's out there and how kids would respond to a more active style of learning. And so started doing my research in a lot of middle schools and high schools, and students had almost no experience in the outdoors and with the environmental science or recreational learning, and so that was kind of the birth of this class.
The world of technology is ever expanding, making it easy for kids to stay indoors and difficult to get them outdoors. Jeff started small, beginning with teaching about fly fishing, tying in the environmental science related to it, like what the fish eat and what those bugs mean for the health of a stream. Rogers High School originally hired him to be a physics teacher, but allowed him to develop a curriculum for his outdoor education plan. He built and built it, trying to relate science to PE activities, now teaching this course full-time. What was once a semester course is now a full year. Students can elect to take the course to count for both PE and science credits. Remembering back to high school gym class, it is easy to see why this class grew in popularity.
Immediately, once we started this class at Rogers, it, you know, had a maximum enrollment. It was so popular that we created the outdoor club so that other students would have the same opportunities, and we would do fun things on the weekends. And the outdoor club started growing, and we had 600 or 700 kids in attendance at our first club meeting. And so we do weekend trips, and we have alternative kinds of sports. We have paintball and trap shooting, archery, bass fishing, adventure races, a lot of other things that we started doing for the kids on weekends.
Other districts have recognized the importance of outdoor recreation. Jeff's curriculum is now in 6 districts in Northwest Arkansas. The districts pay for the program, and Jeff trains the teachers. He was recently approached by a group out of Dallas that would like to implement the class in 300 schools across Texas next year.
So we needed some way to move this curriculum throughout the country and make it easier and not have to go through a school board for every decision. So we developed this nonprofit, and CARE stands for Conservation and Recreation Education. And that's not really done in schools. And so that's why we think this class is so successful. It's very innovative, and it's very different. What we're going to do is people around the country will pay a small price for the curriculum, and then they get trained, they get all of their certifications they need to teach the class, and then we provide them with funding opportunities, and then we also provide them with some funding. So, and the more business that we have, the more funding we'll be able to provide.
Outdoor CARE already has a slew of sponsors, Cabela's and Daisy Guns, to name a couple. The CARE program has been recognized by both National and Arkansas Wildlife Federations, as well as the Arkansas Environmental Education Association. The day's field trip took 40 of the nearly 250 enrolled at Rogers High on a hike to Yellow Rock, the infamous overlook at Devil's Den. I hiked in with Jeff. As we approached the overlook, a student handed him some trash she had picked up along the trail, having been taught to leave things the same, if not better, than she had found them. This is also where I spoke with Isaac Guevara, a senior.
Why did you sign up for this class?
Well, one of the particular reasons why I signed up for this class is because I love the outdoors and I love science. I just love the major consequences of being in science. So far, I've learned about different things, about water purification and a lot of different things about the outdoors, how to hunt, how to kill with bows, like for deers. Been pretty fun. Pretty great experience.
Isaac plans to be an architect. He mentioned water purification. After hiking back down the mountain, the students perform water quality testing with water they gather from Lee Creek, the stream that runs through Devil's Den. Jeff, their teacher, passes out clear plastic bags. Each bag contains a different type of water test. The group I joined was testing for chlorine.
Go in the water. Water quality test.
We're filling up, we fill the tube to 5 millimeters, and then we put in this pill right here.
It's chlorine.
It's chlorine.
We beat
it's chlorine here,
and Gus is on the road again.
How long am I supposed to shake it for?
5 minutes.
5 minutes? Whoa, that's a long time.
It's a little pink.
It's a little bit.
A little bit, but not much. Almost.
There's hardly any.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
But there's a little bit. Here, put it in there.
After the water testing, the group continues hiking. On this leg, I join Sean Flanagan. He's the head football coach at Rogers High, but is also Jeff's partner in teaching.
I mean, I've always loved being outside, hiking and camping, fishing and doing all those things, and just kind of lucked into this class. When I was hired as football coach, had an undecided teaching field, and then this came open, so I was able to slide in there and take it over.
He says this course is a great way to get kids outside and to get them out of their comfort zone, to try things they normally wouldn't have the opportunity to do.
We go rock climbing in this class, fly fishing, sport fishing, canoeing, and of all those things, if those kids are going to do anything, they might jump in a canoe one day. But to learn the paddle strokes and to know how to do it correctly, get the opportunity to test their own courage on a rock wall, it's just, it's a life-changing event for a lot of them. And we've had numerous kids that come back and say, hey, you know, that made such a difference in my life, or because of this class, I'm going to go into a field where I can do something like this, whether this is that's work at an outfitter or a retail store, but something with the outdoors. It's just cool. It gives kids chances.
One such student is Jaden.
Well, I'm a nature person, and I love outdoors. I like everything about it. I'm really into photography, and so I thought coming out here and doing being an outdoor ed would be a really great experience for me, that I would get to see all the different places and this different scenery where I would be able to do photography. I have like a dream to be with National Geographic, and I think find all the cool places in Arkansas and other places to do that would be a really great experience.
Keep your eyes peeled for her photo credit. To find out more about outdoor care, contact Jeff Belk at jgbelk@yahoo.com.
Trapped between the walls and underneath the ceiling, I feel a bit off track, and now I'm trying to get back in the cool air where the sun is shining. Nothing's gonna stop me, it's all in the timing. It's finally again my turn, it's time to return, 'cause I won't stay inside no more, no more. I cannot wait to go.